Hello and welcome to another version of New Modern Evangelical Free Church's Thought for the Day. As we come to God's Word this morning, let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to pause for a moment in the busyness of life and just to reflect on the truth that you want to bring to our minds and our hearts this morning. We thank you that your concern and your interest in your love is for us, and that you desire us to be the best that we can be as we walk in Christ, so that not only do we bring glory to him, but we live in abundance in the life that you have granted us. In his name we pray. Amen. We're reading from Titus chapter 2, and we're looking at verses 6 to 8. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. So we're working through this chapter in which Paul divides the congregation that Titus is dealing with into four quadrants. So he talks about the older men, the older women, the younger women, and now he's talking about how Titus should deal with the young men in the congregation. And we see two things here. First of all, Paul is concerned with Titus the exhorter, and secondly, Titus the example. So, as is always true with God's word, it isn't sufficient to be a words man. You have to be a practice man. Not only do you talk the talk, you walk the walk. So what has Paul got to say to Titus? Dealing with young men in the congregation is going to be a challenge, because young men have all of the things that young men are wont to do, to dive in and do things, exerting and employing their energy to the fullest degree, perhaps without as much forethought as maybe they would give later in life. And without being patronising, without actually demeaning the young men, Paul wants to equip Titus with the information that he needs to be able to deal with them. So first of all, he says, encourage the young men to be self-controlled or sober or sane even. And if you've noticed, that actually is a word in one form or another that has come out in each one of the four groups that Paul is talking to Titus about: self-controlled. And it certainly is a word for our age, because we live in an environment in our culture where self-control is something not much exercised. The thought of the day is that whatever is in your heart, whatever concerns you and stirs you up, you have a right to vent. You have a right to express that, albeit anger or wrath or desire, whatever it might be. You have a perfect right as an individual to express that in your actions and your speech. So self-control goes out of the window. But Paul says the man of God, albeit the young man of God, but everybody, should be self-controlled. Indeed, we see that in Galatians, Paul actually writes that this is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. What he produces in a character is this aspect of being able to control oneself, to bridle passions, to limit and restrict and bring under control all of those expressions that you might be perhaps tempted to give way to. If we turn back to Ephesians for a minute, let's have a look at one of the verse there. where Paul talks about what's happened in the environment, in the age in which we live. And in actual fact, he says that they have abandoned sensitivity and given way to sensuality. That's verse 19 of chapter 4. They have lost all sensitivity. They have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. So what's this mean? Well, imagine that you're a carpenter and one of your tools is the chisel. But over time, as you use your tool, it gets blunted. So how do you begin to use a blunt chisel? Well, you have to exert more force on it. You have to hit it harder in order to get it to do its job. And until it's sharpened again, it actually doesn't perform well. And this is kind of like a picture of what has happened to the sinful heart. It's become blunted, insensitive to God and to the people around. So what happens is that the force that you have to exert to create some kind of impact has to increase. So these people have lost sensitivity. They need more stimulus in order to excite them. They need more indulgence, more expression, more involvement. And so we see we live in an age where society saturates us with all of these stimuli. We see it go to extremes in the areas of addiction, where people are actually wasting their lives by drowning out their problems and their troubles, their questions, with something or other that has got a hold of them. They've abandoned sensitivity. They are indulging in sensuality. So self-control is a very important word. And if it's the only place we go to this morning, and of course, Paul is also concerned about what Titus teaches and how he teaches it in the rest of our section. But let's just focus this morning on this business of self-control. Of course, it's not really self-control, is it? It's Christ control. What God wants to do in your life is to bring every thought under the lordship of Jesus. He wants to make every passion slave and servant to fulfill the purpose that Jesus has for you. Only then is it doing the job it was intended to do. So all of those things that the world says, just throw yourself into this with gay abandon. Don't worry about the consequences. Don't worry about the effect on you. Just do it. If it feels good, do it. God says the Christian is not to live like that. The Christian is to be thoughtful, is to be mindful, is to be considerate of the things which are related to truth, solid truth. And the young man is to invest himself in these things as he grows in Christ and commits all of his energies, all of his passions, all of his legitimate desires into the work of God to glorify Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is spirit control. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we confess that so often we give way to our own earthly desires and feelings, and that leads us into sin and things which do not please you. And we pray that you might put your finger in our lives today on those areas where you want to be in control, Lord Jesus Christ. And may we bring those things under your sway, under your lordship, so that they can glorify you and bring good to us. In your name we pray. Amen.